the Earth, 20,000 years after glaciers eroded the gritty granite, 4,000 years after Awanichi Indians were caretakers of the meadows, 2,000 years after Grizzly Giant, one of the largest and oldest sequoias, was a seedling, and 41 years after gold was discovered in California. The rugged geography of Yosemite Valley kept it secret and isolated for many years. Only in 1851, when early miners and settlers felt their livelihood threatened by Indians and vice versa, did white man intrude upon the valley. To some, Yosemite is a place to check off their list, sights to be seen or mountaineering routes to scale. For others, Yosemite is a destination of solitude, peace, and escape. With the large number of people visiting the valley each year, how do you avoid the crowds at peak times and find the true beauty of Yosemite? Change. Change your timing and your focus. You can stay on the beaten paths, but travel them early or late in the day, or find the trails less traveled. While others are looking up, cameras clicking to capture the familiar falls and formations, change your focus to find what they're missing. The fragile ferns at your feet, the black and white crystals peppering the rocks, or the ripple in the stream. John Muir instructed,
"Climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you, and the storms their energy, while cares will drop off like autumn leaves." Bridal Veil Fall. The rainbows created by the blowing mist of Bridal Veil Fall are beautiful to behold. In 1856, the water falling freely 620 feet over the precipice was blown by a breeze, caught the light, and reminded Warren Bayer, editor of the Mariposa Democrat, of a bride's veil, and so he named it. The Miwok Indians, however, called it Pohono, the spirit of the evil wind. According to one of their legends, a fair Indian maiden, gathering berries along the top of the fall, was entranced by the rainbow and mists. She drew close to the edge to observe the beauty, and then was blown over it by a stiff wind. The old Indian chief warned that no one should venture again within the mists, as it was the home of Pohono, who would hold them captive in his dank abode. Pohono or not, care should be taken if you walk the short trail to the base of the fall. The rocks can be slippery when wet. The tumbling water crashing into the large granodiorite boulders at the base of the fall spawns waves of mist which diffract the light and create the amazing rainbows for which the fall is known. To obtain the best rainbow pictures, stand before the mist with the sun at your back when it is low in the sky, such as early morning or evening. Although the Bridal Veil is at its best in spring and early summer, excellent pictures can be taken at other times of year as well, because this fall does not dry up in the autumn. The steady water supply encourages a variety of plants at the base of Bridal Veil Fall, and also attracts a wide range of wildlife. Beneath the incense cedar, ponderosa pine, oak, big leaf maples, and alders, the Miwoks hunted deer, squirrels, quail, and rabbits. They also ate manzanita berries, gooseberries, currants, wild strawberries, and elderberries. Wild rose hips and leaves were used to make a soothing tea. The leaves and roots of nettles were used to reduce rheumatism and as an antiseptic, analgesic, and coagulant. Many of the uses for nettles have been since confirmed by clinical studies,